Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards first. Sullivan fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Williams moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Art Smith now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires to second and picks off Fox for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk throws the ball into Self, who tags Haas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Hayes moves to third. Self moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Hayes scores. Self scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into McNair, who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hodapp scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Pete Daglia now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Lou Krause now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out. Kress scores. Funk moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Self takes first base on ball 4. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daglia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Grube and he is out, self-applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grube hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Grube reaches third base with a triple. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Daglia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grube scores. It's 7-5, Athletics. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Fox steals third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Kramer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 8-6, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-6, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McNair takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grube for a passed ball. McNair scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, Athletics. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Funk takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Hayes now playing shortstop. Luke Appling now playing third base. Pat Carraway now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 16-6, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Haas strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Kraus covering. Safe. Hodapp moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp scores. Sullivan scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 16-9, Athletics. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. 2 outs. It's 16-10, Athletics. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Self hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Self reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 4 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the White Sox 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 5 for 5 in the game, with 5 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Rommel moves to second. It's 17-10, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 18-10, Athletics. Art Evans now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. 2 outs. Art Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the White Sox 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller now playing left field. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Funk moves to second. It's 18-11, Athletics. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Funk moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-5 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 18, and Chicago White Sox, 11. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.